We're joined now by Scilla Wodcott. She's a PhD. She has done extraordinary work in the realm of homeoprophylaxis, has put on a conference for 2 years now, first in Dallas and now in St. Petersburg, Florida, bringing people from around the world to communicate things that have rarely, if ever, been communicated at this level. And I'm so honored to have her here with us talking about the truth about vaccinations, homeoprophylaxis. Her book, There Is a Choice, Homeoprophylaxis, An Appeal to Mothers, is something I recommend that we all read and get out to everybody. But Scilla, thank you for being with us. Thanks for hosting us, and just extraordinary and important work.
Thank you, Robert. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so we've talked on my radio show a number of times as well about this. But the idea here in our culture in the West, and a lot of the people watching from around the world have a Western consciousness or mindset, are completely unaware or just now learning about this thing called homeoprophylaxis. So maybe we should start briefly there.
Right. Well, homeoprophylaxis has been around for over 200 years, and it's really about the use of what we call nosodes in homeopathy. And they're made from disease products or animal, mineral, or vegetable products as the source. And then they're diluted and potentized, so there's no original molecules left in the substance. But what we have is an energetic frequency of that substance. Mm-hmm. And when that's introduced into the human system, it basically educates the immune system so that the person can recognize the disease if met in nature and build an immune response, an appropriate immune response. So it's very safe. There's no additives. There's no adjuvants. There's no preservatives. These are not grown on foreign mediums. No antibiotics. There's never been a death from homeoprophylaxis. It's been utilized worldwide very, very effectively. And a number of different studies have taken place that have confirmed its effectiveness and safety.
And no aborted fetal cells as well.
None whatsoever. Yeah, nothing.
Very important. So we can help people individually. You have, I have, but to hear a whole swath of a country to be impacted in this way. And last year at the conference, you introduced me and a lot of the world to Dr. Isaac Golden.
Yes.
From Australia, and he reported on something very extraordinary in Cuba.
Yes, Dr. Isaac Golden talked to us about the Cuban study where in Cuba, where they have leptospirosis. It's an endemic disease that occurs during the hurricane season. So high rain and flooding, people are able to contract leptospirosis. So they immunize their entire country for leptospirosis. And in 2007 and 8, there were multiple hurricanes that came through. They weren't able to immunize everyone. And they utilized homeoprophylaxis then and had incredible results with 2.3 million people in a few different regions. And what they found was a reduction of the incidence of leptospirosis, while in the other regions there was an increase in the incidence of lepto. So highly successful study at that time. And then Isaac also did a study with about 3,000 children in Australia, where he gave those children the homeoprophylaxis for the common diseases on the recommended list: pertussis, measles, mumps. And he studied those children for 15 years. So he looked at their long-term health over a period of 15 years and found that they had fewer colds, fewer sore throats, fewer ear infections, that they had better general immunity and health just as a process of receiving these nosodes. He compared those children to some other groups, vaccinated, unvaccinated, and found much better results with those children. So,
what about the controversy of the prevention of childhood diseases like measles, like chickenpox and things, that it might not be advisable? Do we have any insight into the benefit to having these diseases in a safer way without stopping them from happening?
Right. There's quite a bit of insight and information coming out. And at our conference this weekend, Tatiana Obukanich, the immunologist, is speaking about some of the benefits of childhood diseases. Also, Neil Miller has written a book talking about the studies that have shown us lifelong benefits from having chickenpox, having measles. You know, generally children exercise their immune systems and mature them through having these childhood viruses, and Mother Nature knew what she was doing when she developed these childhood diseases. They happen in certain windows. They help the maturation of the system, and they provide protection against other things brain tumors, ovarian tumors, cancers. So the evidence is coming forward that these childhood diseases are protective, and viruses themselves, benign viruses, exercise the immune system in a way that mature the child and help them to have better health later.
Theoretically, philosophically, fundamentally, there are a lot of perspectives among homeopaths on the way to utilize this.
Correct.
You and I have talked about off the air, on the air, about, there are many schools of thought in homeopathy. The use of nozodes as homeoprophylaxis is not necessarily the original thought form in classical methodology and constitutional prescribing.
Right. There's discussion amongst homeopaths. I think a lot of it, Robert, is a product of not having the information, not seeing what some of the studies are showing, and homeopaths are fearful about giving high potencies of these nozodes made from diseases to their patients. But Hahnemann himself was the first one to use nozodes, I'm sorry, to use a remedy called belladonna for scarlet fever as a prophylactic. And it's been done. And the reality is, wouldn't it be better to prevent some diseases, for instance, meningitis or pertussis, than have very young infants suffer from them? And how quickly can you engage determining a genus epidemicus, which is what classical homeopaths like to look for during an epidemic that takes time and coordination? If you could give something to prevent the disease initially, that could be much more helpful and save lives.
Have
So.
you experienced with the use of nozodes, though, that people sometimes experience the disease that the nozode was indicated for, but perhaps in a milder and a quicker type of a way?
Similarly, but not exactly. It's not the disease that they experience, but their body undergoes an immunological response. So we might see a very mild, a runny nose, maybe a fever that lasts a few hours and then it stops. It's just the immune system waking up and engaging and then settling back down again. And it's a very healthy sign, extremely mild, never prolonged. In hundreds of children that I've administered homeoprophylaxis to, I've never seen a prolonged response that couldn't be ameliorated very easily. So.
Yeah, and I bring that up just because of the concern from some in our realm of homeopathy, thinking that this might be some form of suppressive therapy.
Right. And I would say no, that it's not suppressive, that it's actually exercising the immune system and keeping things moving in a healthy way. I've even had some parents take the nozodes to see what the children are experiencing. And they too feel, report that they feel like they're coming down with a cold, and then in a few hours it passes. So it's clearly a sign that their immune system is activating and engaging in a positive way.
Genuinely strengthened rather than suppressed and weakened, which is a big argument that we have about the danger of vaccinations, that indeed, even if you can artificially stimulate an antibody, is it a genuine immunity? Is it a lasting immunity? And what have you done to the function of the entire immune system via that method versus what we're doing here with nozode therapy, for instance?
Right. We're supporting the immune system, and it's like getting natural disease, but without any of the risks. So it's the benefits of natural disease without the risks of natural disease. And many people can't withstand natural disease. Many people can't withstand vaccines if they're in a camp that they could succumb to a vaccine response, reaction, injury. Then something like homeoprophylaxis would be really helpful.
Now, are there any other stories that come to mind that are impactful that helped you to understand the power and profound importance of homeoprophylaxis?
Well, I've had quite a few patients who start homeoprophylaxis, and then their children come home and report that they've played with a child who's positively diagnosed with pertussis, most commonly. So the parents watch and see, and then they'll call me up and say, "My child never contracted pertussis." So they're thrilled. Most of the personal stories that I get are from parents who can see their child's immune system working, and they feel really empowered because they give the nozode, they see a very mild immune response. It comes down. The next day, their child's speaking another few words, riding a bicycle. They take a little developmental leap. So the parents recognize that they're seeing the immune system developing. And then, in cases where they're exposed to disease like pertussis and the child doesn't contract it, they're thrilled because they see it's actually working. And most of Isaac's results that he saw with his study were in about the 90% range of children not contracting diseases that they were positively exposed to. So it's very high effectiveness.
What is the environment in the States? You're in Minnesota for utilization of homeoprophylaxis in a very medical community that we have in America.
Right. Each state has their own laws about exemptions. So 16 states have a philosophical exemption where people can opt out of vaccines. In those states, they're free to use homeoprophylaxis. There are only three states that only have a medical exemption, so then they would need to receive a medical exemption. The remainder of the states all have religious exemptions. So if they can claim a religious exemption in their state, they're free to use homeoprophylaxis or whatever they choose.
What if they're in a situation where they're not certain yet of the danger of vaccines? They might want to do both. Is that contraindicated?
It's not contraindicated, but I would want to educate those parents just so they have a very clear understanding, and then they can make an informed choice, basically. So.
Scylla, it's so extraordinary that you're out there sharing and gathering people together to get this information out. And I'm so grateful for you. And I hope everybody will get your book, There Is a Choice, Homeoprophylaxis, and Appeal to Mothers and Fathers, I would add.
And fathers.
All of you, grandparents too. So thank you for being here to really reveal the truth about vaccines and other options.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.
Thank you.